latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Throughout the COVID period, we've taken the opportunity to look at the history of contemporary Christian music. We've seen that the genre, if we can call it that, was born out of a desire to blend the message of the church with the popular sounds of the times and reach beyond the isolation of its culture. The same's true today. Christians want to be part of mainstream culture and influence it rather than partitioned from it. I'm going to suggest that this is best defined by the term crossover. That is, music which has the potential to be recognised as two genres at the same time, one based on musical style and the other based on lyrics. There are four common ways that this can happen. The first and probably the most common way a crossover happens is when a Christian artist releases a Christian song that finds mass appeal through its vague lyrics. For instance, Lauren Daigle wrote You Say about God's love for her. However, the lyrics were vague enough to leave it up to the audience as to whom the you in the song refers. Another way a crossover can happen is when a popular mainstream artist of any genre releases a non-Christian song with the lyrical potential to be about God, faith, or any other Christian concept. This is very similar to what happened with The Climb by Miley Cyrus. However, in this case, the song was not written for a Christian audience, but the inspirational lyrics struck a huge chord with them. Sometimes, songs that have absolutely no Christian message can be adopted by Christians because the artist previously had an association with the Christian music industry. This happens when artists like The Fray or Switchfoot, who are known for dipping their toes in both Christian and mainstream pools, release a secular song that Christian audiences accept. And lastly, the same can happen for secular artists. When mainstream artists like Tori Kelly or Avril Lavigne release a Christian-themed song, their non-Christian audiences will often accept it because of the person singing it. It therefore becomes a Christian song in the mainstream or a Christian crossover single. I'd like to suggest that this is the new landscape of Christian music, where Christian artists like Lauren Daigle invite secular audiences into their world and religious audiences invite mainstream acts like Avril Lavigne and Kanye West to be part of their world. The new landscape is now a combination of genres, with lyrics ranging from inspirational music with no theological content to worship music with explicitly religious messages. As E.A. Buccaneeri famously wrote in Brush Strokes of a Gadfly, art is in the eye of the beholder, and everyone will have their own interpretation. I'll be back next week with what's happening today in Christian music across the new landscape. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.